What started as a pool party in this town north of Dallas ended with handcuffs and drawn weapons. Community residents tried to shut down the party Friday, claiming the teens were not allowed at the pool. Then, the police arrived. One teen recorded video as Officer Eric Casebolt of the McKinney Police Department tackled 15-year-old DeJeria Becton.
He told me to keep walking, and I kept walking, and then I'm guessing he thought we were saying rude stuff to him, and he grabbed me, and he, like, twisted my arm on the back of my back, and he shoved me in the grass, and he started pulling the back of my braids, and I was, like, telling him that he can get off me because my back was hurting really bad.
As with other allegations of excessive use of force caught on camera, different witnesses tell different stories. One woman who saw the incident defended the police.
They were just doing the right thing when these kids were fleeing and using profanity and threatening security guards.
Casebolt is now on administrative leave while the McKinney Police Department reviews what happened. Activists are calling for transparency and swift action in the investigation. Among them, the Texas branch of the American Civil Liberties Union, whose Satinder Singh spoke via Skype.
Allegedly, what the police have said so far is that the kids were trespassing, which is a crime, yes. But the question becomes, and this is part of what smart policing, community policing is this the best response at this time, right? Am I going to escalate the situation to the point where someone dies or I'm throwing a girl in a bikini on the ground and putting my weight on her, where I felt the need to draw a gun on kids in swim trunks?
Several teens were detained at the scene, but only one man was charged with interfering with police. Victoria Mackey, VOA News, Washington.